Hey, what's good, everyone? Gonzalo Aurelio here. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a new episode of the Gomo Loco podcast. Just for context, this is just a recording. So this is me holding my phone in my living room, sharing some thoughts because I'm looking at my schedule right now for, well, what is it, for the next couple of months, definitely up until April, and February is going to be insane, absolutely insane. And that is something I wanted to talk to you about, to give you an update on what's going through my mind as I scroll to the events that are up that will impact the rights of Indigenous peoples and Indigenous peoples participation.
This is the Gomaluku podcast.
So I wanted to get real with you a little bit raw, because there's something happening. Going to happen that's going to be a big deal, and I think Indigenous peoples definitely should be in the know about it. So if you've been to the UN, and if you're Indigenous, you probably have been to either Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and the Permanent Forum, good for you. Those are very important, but that's just like the tip of the iceberg when it comes to these meetings. I'll give you an out, actually. So if you're comfortable with just going to these meetings, you might want to like pause here, stop here, and then listen to another episode or another podcast, and enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll probably see you at the Permanent Forum. But if you do want to do more, if you do want to influence other decisions, meetings that are going to affect the lives and rights of Indigenous peoples without spending like a gazillion dollars on tickets and hotels, then you might want to continue listening. Because as I look at my agenda right now, and as I'm gearing up for one of three 5 to 6 week marathon sessions here in Geneva at the Human Rights Council. And the stuff on the agenda here is going to affect the lives of Indigenous peoples in ways that, you might not expect. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because while the MRIP and Permanent Forum are crucial, absolutely, they represent just like a small fraction, like 5% of the UN meetings that impact Indigenous peoples. And the upcoming meeting of the Human Rights Council, like I said, there are three sessions each year, one in February, March, the other one is in June, and the other one is in September. The Human Rights Council has like a 20% slice of impact on Indigenous peoples. So whatever gets decided here in Geneva is going to make serious waves. By the way, like if you're like, or what the hell does these, what is this guy come up with the numbers? I just made them up. Just to illustrate to you like what the impacts, overall impacts of, in terms of decision and policies, they can make on the rights of Indigenous peoples within the UN, so I'm not talking about like other impacts, but just basic decision resolutions of the UN, right? So don't get caught up on that. So the coming months, we're going at the Human Rights Council, we're going to talk about decisions on economic, social, cultural rights, right to food, environmental sustainability, mental health, and the list goes on and on and on. Now, I'm not telling you to like, hey, pack your bags, kiss your kids goodnight, and prepare to eat cheap sandwiches for 6 weeks here in Geneva, because like Geneva is like super expensive. But I think like staying in the loop is that's crucial. So like start with that, do that, because there's a real chance here for Indigenous peoples, for your voice, your concerns, to be part of these global discussions. And believe me, these issues like cultural rights, environmental sustainability, you name it, they're areas where Indigenous perspectives are not just valuable, they're essential, So as you probably know, I'm based in Geneva right now, and I'll be in the thick of it. I'm already preparing with a number of states for this nonstop negotiations on all these resolutions to make sure that, one, Indigenous participation becomes a fact, so that needs to be a fact. Second, the inclusion of indigenous peoples or referencing indigenous peoples in these resolutions must become a standard. You know, so that's something you need to work towards. Like, that doesn't happen overnight. And of course, everything that is going to happen when it comes to indigenous peoples, in terms of policy and decision making, that needs to be in line with the right to self-determination. So that needs to be the foundation. So if you look at these three things, it's actually about demonstrating participation of indigenous peoples. You know, like, no longer just like showing up to MRIP Permanent Forum, or just showing up to the Permanent Forum and MRIP, or the September session of the Human Rights Council, where the focused resolution on indigenous peoples and human rights is going to be discussed, but like in every freaking single resolution. So that's what I'm talking about here. Right, so again, caveat, so let's pause here again. So if you, as indigenous peoples, if you like the state as a big brother reaching into your communities with programs and initiatives and willing to roll out the red carpet for them without any consultation, without any input or consent about what they're about to do in terms of policy, programs, whatever, then what I'm about to say next won't be for you. So again, feel free to stop listening, skip to another podcast episode or another podcast. But if you do wish to continue, then, well, congrats, we're on the same page for one. But yeah, there are some decisions coming up in the next few weeks that you'll want to know about 100%. So if you're listening, think about where you stand. With all these critical decisions that are going to be made at the Human Rights Council, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit back and wait until MRIP or Permanent Forum or UNFCCC COP or CBD COP, which is about to be held, or not about to, but was going to be held in Colombia, by the way? Or are you ready to take, are you going to go there and complain about it? Or are you ready to take a stand and do something about it? So that is the question that you need to ask yourself. Because I've been thinking about how to bridge this gap, actually, between what's happening here in Geneva and indigenous people's understanding of it. No, I'm not saying that the vast majority of indigenous peoples are dumb. Absolutely not. I'm just trying to... there's a gap. And I just want to make sure that there's... Yeah, trying to find ways, actually, to fill that gap or fill that void or bridge that gap. Sorry, that's the right word to describe. Bridge that gap. You know, so I've been thinking about that. So what I'm thinking about, and let me know, on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, X, Facebook, what you think about that. I'm thinking about organizing a series of Zoom meetings in advance of the Human Rights Council session. Maybe I can block some hours out of my schedule to do it. And this is what I can do, actually. I can actually set them up just like they do these consultations here in Geneva, so that this way you'll get a real sense of how things work, how discussions are held, and how decisions are made that will impact your lives and your peoples. All right, so I just want to be clear, though. The thing is that I tried this before. I tried this last year a couple of times. And the number of people that showed up to these Zoom meetings was goose egg, big goose egg, zero zilch. I still don't know why people didn't show up, but it happened. Could be timing, whatever. It was pretty last minute, but nobody showed up. So. Just thinking about it, time, valuable, super busy schedule already. So definitely not, I can't do this for just three chickens and a cow kind of thing. You know, it's just needs to, just a handful of people. I don't think that will help. So what I'm thinking of is if your indigenous organization, tribe, peoples is actually serious about getting involved, about shaping these resolutions that are going to impact your life, your community, your people, this is an opportunity. This is a chance. I'm not saying that this is going to be the golden goose, you know, this is going to be end all be all. That's not it. But I'm just offering you a chance to move beyond complaining about the system and actually be be part of changing it from the comfort of your kitchen table in a way. So yeah, again, like I can't emphasize this enough. I cannot move forward. Well, I'm only moving forward with this if there's actually like a large, strong, committed group of people that are ready to engage about this. So yeah, just a little bit of my thoughts, and really looking forward to like, yeah, finding out if indigenous peoples are in or ready to do something about it. Caveat, obviously, is that during the actual Human Rights Council negotiations, you need to have like ECOSOC status to be able to get into the UN to go to Human Rights Council. Obviously, my traditional council does not have an ECOSOC status because we are a representative institution. So we're not NGOs. So within these negotiations, actual negotiations in Geneva, I'll be representing the International Indian Treaty Council. Don't be afraid. So whoever shows up to these Zoom meetings, I'm not going to like speak on behalf of all y'all. That's not what I'm going to do. But I know for a fact, and I've worked with the IITC for a very long time, and they have always been about collaboration with indigenous people from all regions of the world, obviously based on the right to self-determination. And that's the spirit actually that I want to bring to these Zoom meetings. So see my role in this on just like, yeah, your mentor, your trainer actually a little bit to make you aware of what's going on and what can happen. Yeah, and then to guide you in a way where you can take your views and concerns, but definitely like, I know it also could be a good opportunity to figure out, all right, hold on, like, what are we in terms of a resolution on mental health? What is missing, like, from the last year's resolution on mental health? What should be in there right now? And then I'm not saying that that's in these people's, when we do these Zoom meetings and we take it to the negotiation and it'll get in. But I think the process alone, aside from the outcome, the process alone could also be super beneficial. So yeah, thinking about it that way, so that's just a quick brain dump. Also, yeah, let me know what you think about this type of recordings, and look forward to hearing from, well, sorry, not hearing from you soon, but actually just, yeah, updating you in a new episode of Gomaluku Podcast. All right, have a good one.
My friends, I hope you found some valuable insights in this episode. If so, please feel free to share the podcast with your friends and colleagues who might be interested as well. And also, if you like what's been discussed today, make sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, or Stitcher Radio for more great content from the Gomaluku Podcast. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch up at the next episode.